We have learned from our beloved preceptors that bhakti, or simple, pure devotion, has the power to conquer the all-powerful Supreme Personality of Godhead. The topmost exhibition of that principle is eternally enacted in this place, Mangar. Krishna, when he was just little baby, effortlessly destroyed that wicked Rakshasi, Putana. Trinavarta, when he was only in his Poganda age, small child, that 12-mile-long serpent, Aghasura, was easily vanquished by Gopal. Aristasura, Keshi, Krishna devastated them in a very playful manner, like a child playing with toys. Later on, Jarasandha, that powerful wicked demon, he would come with over 20 Akshohini divisions of soldiers. I believe 23. In the whole battle of Kurukshetra, there was 18 Akshohini divisions of soldiers. Jarasandha brought 23, 18 consecutive times. And Krishna single-handedly destroyed them all. Yet, in Vrindavan, when Sridhama wrestles with Krishna, Krishna is very pleased to be defeated. When Yashoda Mai wants to bind Krishna with ropes, Krishna, who is even feared by fear personified, out of fear of his mother, confesses his wrongdoings and allows himself to be bound by the rope of her love. But here at Man Mandir, in this very, very blessed and holy place, Krishna pleads, weeps and cries like a beggar to gain the favor of his beloved Srimati Radharani. This is the place where Sri Radharani appears in an angry mood, only to increase the happiness of Krishna's transcendental love. These pastimes are so high. But we can appreciate the glory of bhakti and the supreme glory of the mother of all bhakti, Srimati Radharani. The devotees here at Man Mandir often tell the story because they like to sing. This is a place of kirtan. In fact, I first came here in 1971. At that time, it was just a few little ancient ruins. It has been marvelously renovated over the years. The rooms and the sides were like little caves. The temple was just a little tiny building crumbling, with that same little picture or photograph of Man Lila was there at that time. And there were only two very pure and simple sadhus living here. There was no water to take bath. They would go down all those steps every morning to Krishna Kund, or else they would bring bucket all the way up the steps to wash something. They would do madhukari every day, and get some few rotis to eat. Very simple life. But every evening, about 20 or 30 of the children of the village would come up, and they would have hours of incredible kirtans on this little rooftop. There was no building there then. They would dance for hours and loudly chant the holy names, ringing gongs, blowing horns, and dancing and dancing and dancing. And there was a little temple made out of straw where the cows eat, with a little picture of Krishna. And one day, one of these, after the kirtan, one of the children took me by the hand and brought me to this little straw altar. And he said with such conviction, he pointed to the photo of Krishna and said, in English, "This is my God." He said it with such conviction that I felt like I was an atheist. If I had one drop of that faith, I was thinking how successful my life would be. He was only about, at the most, 5 years old. But living here in the atmosphere of Bharasana, chanting the holy names each night with the devotees, living amongst the cowherd pastures and the cows, he had such natural faith. This is my God. He said it with such simplicity, but such certainty, I could understand that yes, Krishna is God. One night, the Babajis were sleeping And he had a little stick. I asked him, "What is this stick? I've never seen stick." He said, "There's a dangerous man-eating leopard that has already killed several people. They saw him climbing the hill tonight toward the temple." Hare Krishna. It was just the three of us. And there was, we were sleeping just where we're sitting now, just on the ground, because it was summer and it was too hot to go in the caves. So I asked him, "If a man-eating leopard comes, do you think that little stick is going to protect us?" He said, "No. Only Sri Radharani will protect us. But she'll only protect us if we do our best to protect ourselves." So this simplicity is the opulence of Vrindavan. The simplicity of the devotee's faith in the mercy of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. And we come to Vrindavan to try to capture within our hearts that simplicity. Srila Rupa Goswami explains that if we want to attract Krishna, we must be free of duplicity. Simplicity means no duplicity, no crookedness. We are what we are. We're not trying to be something else. We don't have to lie. We don't have to cheat. We don't have to prove anything to anyone. We just try to sincerely, honestly, and earnestly please Krishna by our honest efforts in devotional service. And also, simplicity means that we really don't want anything else except Krishna. We have no ulterior motives. It is explained a real Vaishnava is like a mirror. He's clean, no dust. And he reflects the glory of Krishna to the world. So at Man Mandir, Srimati Radharani, she would sometimes teach music to Krishna. Krishna would ask her, "Can you please teach me this raga that you were singing?" So she would sing the raga, and Krishna would repeat it all wrong. She said, "No." She said, "Krishna, not like that. Like this." She'd sing. She's Kokilavani. She has a voice sweeter than the sweetest of the cuckoos. She would sing her raga. Hearing her singing, Lord Sri Krishna's heart would melt. She'd say, "Now you sing." He would sing it all wrong. He'd say, not like that. He'd say, do it again. So repeatedly. Then Sri Radharani realized that he was doing on purpose wrong. Just so that she would go on singing. So to give him greater pleasure, she performed her Maan Leela. She became very angry. She said, you are insulting me. Therefore, I will not look at you, I will not talk to you, I will not be with you. And she would come here and she would sit right where we're sitting. She is eternally performing her Leela. And we see that beautiful picture on the altar, how Krishna is begging, please look at me, speak something to me, chastise me, anything, but do not neglect me. Nothing is more painful than neglect. And the sakis, gopis, they were trying in every possible way to bring Radha and Krishna together. But Srimati Radharani was persistent in her transcendental man. So this is a wonderful pastime. In this condition, Krishna would perform so many unlimited tricks to somehow get Srimati Radharani again to cast her loving glance upon him. Sometimes he would place his crown at her lotus feet. Sometimes he would bathe her lotus feet with his tears to soften her heart. This is God. When that little boy said to me, this is my God, what type of God is this? No other aspect of the absolute truth can compare to the depth of the sweetness of Krishna's love. And it is this revelation of the supreme, all-powerful, absolute truth in his most soft, loving, and sweetest form that we worship at Maan Mandir. Krishna is all merciful. He is all kind. And in Vrindavan, he is the dearmost friend, child, and lover. So our beloved Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, he has given us the perfect transcendent path by which we can traverse upon the road back to Braja. And we come on this yatra to places like Maan Mandir to better appreciate the magnitude of the gift that Srila Prabhupada has given us and pray for the simplicity, the sincerity, the determination by which we can reciprocate and receive the treasure that he has given us. The mercy of Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundara. Entrance into the eternal pastimes of Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundara. All that's required is one time, just one time, we can purely call out their holy names. Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
It is a very spiritually charming atmosphere. This place has absorbed hundreds and thousands of kirtans. And materialistic people simply do not come here. It's a very isolated part of Braja. Materialistic people just do not want to come here. I don't know how I got here, but... Everyone, let us chant for a few more minutes.